Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio. Yeah.
Anderson 97 won a ticket. We are going to empty the bucket coming up in a couple of minutes. Something we do during the college football season. These are all the facts that I don't get to use during the Michigan game that are somewhat obscure. But you do all this research, so I try and pull the most that goes wasted. There's no point to talk about it. Sure. And so we call it empty the bucket, and this is where we'll get to some of those wasted but perhaps borderline interesting facts. We'll get to that coming up in a minute. Let's go to Mike on a cell. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. Just on a real quick side note, I got a quick question for you guys fantasy-wise.
Yep.
I like Brandon Ayuk. I'm worried that Dabo Sweeney's not going to get as many targets, so should I draft him in the third round? Or?
Great question.
Solid question. That is a good question.
Well played, Mike. Well played.
What do you think?
I think go with Ayuk over Dabo.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to make sure how you guys felt about drafting that.
Funny.
Anyways, just real quick, I was going to say when you guys were talking about the Taylor Swift thing, I have 3 young teen daughters, 4 kids total, and the daughters go to my in-laws all the time. My mother-in-law's YouTube feed is nothing but Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Nothing but. And all 4 of them, including my wife, so I guess 5 of them, now watch football strictly because of Taylor Swift. And I would say it's probably not too long until you get some, like, vampire NFL promos with guys in, like, you know, shirts unbuttoned and stuff, looking like Robert Pattinson or something like that.
Oh.
Because it absolutely is an opportunity for them to make a whole lot more money. And we're heroin addicts, so we're not going to stop watching. We can complain as much as we want.
Are the girls going to watch football without Taylor Swift, though? Or are they only watching for Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce?
Well, it only takes a certain amount of time before that heroin addiction of, like, oh, I can gamble on this and potentially make a few bucks here and there. Bites, and that's gender neutral. That doesn't even matter. So once that happens, then it's, you know, then the addiction takes place.
So you're talking about the girls watching. The gateway is Taylor Swift, but they'll eventually end up gambling. Is that what you're predicting?
Well, think about it this way. I took them to see Michigan State women's basketball, and I thought, you know, I'm gonna be bored. I'm not gonna watch this. It's a below the rim game. And before I knew it, I was on my feet screaming at the Spartans to box out. So it's like, you know, it really doesn't matter. After a while, sports is sports, and you get drawn in by the moment kind of thing.
So good thing that. I like the gateway drug to get more people interested in the NFL, and once it runs its course, then you still have fans.
Yeah, 2 things that are worthy of explanation here. If you just flipped your radio on, one is the NFL put out a promo, and the most prominently featured person in the promo for the coming season was Taylor Swift, and it's not even close. She's in there 5 times. In a quick edit, 26-second spot, 5 times. Secondly, is a red Solo Cup guarantee is in reference to a Florida State fan who, after they lost the opener to Georgia Tech, went on social media, and it went viral last week just because people are like, look at this guy. And, you know, he was I'm going to say something funny guy, but he said, if Florida State loses to Boston College this weekend, I will go collect dog poop, put it in a red Solo Cup, eat it with a spoon, and stream it live on the internet, book it. Then Boston College beat Florida State. He's deleted all of his social media accounts. So when Kang asked the question referencing make a red Solo Cup guarantee, that is why we are afraid to do it, because we believe in accountability. And I don't want to risk.
Yes, and it's also fun to mistake Deebo Samuel for Dabo Sweeney.
Yes, which Kang did. And it can happen to anybody.
I wouldn't start him. not this week.
All right, you ready to empty the bucket?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Okay, so this is Michigan and Fresno. Now, almost all the stuff is going to be Fresno-centric because a lot of the Michigan stuff I'm hanging on to.
Well, you got the bucket for Michigan.
Yeah, I might still get a chance to use it. I wanted a third string defensive tackle for Fresno State to get in the name. His name is Charles Remlinger because his nickname was Trigger. I wanted Trigger to make a play, and I could reference his nickname Trigger.
Do you know why his nickname was Trigger?
I couldn't figure it out. There was no reference. I just, Fresno notes said, in quotes, nickname Trigger. Well, it didn't say nickname. It just said it was nickname was Trigger. Is there a gun? Remington? This is Remlinger.
Yeah, I think
it's Remlinger, Remlinger. But they also had a backup defensive tackle named Ezra Christensen, who grew up in Sierra Leone. He was an orphan in Sierra Leone. He got adopted at the age of 12 by a family in San Diego, where he went on to Poway High School, which I have relatives that went to Poway High School in San Diego. And he recently had a chance to go back and visit the orphanage in Sierra Leone that he grew up in.
Wow.
Yep.
That's impressive.
But he didn't really do anything. Sivi Numura, their starting linebacker. His parents are from American Samoa, and he visited there this summer.
Okay.
In the Fresno State game notes.
Does he know Lene Kukua?
Yes. Yes, he does, Gator. In the Fresno game notes, they are very clear to refer to them as Fresno State. Not Fresno. Different not team. FSU. Not Fresno State University. Please refer to us as Fresno State.
Fresno State.
That is the second school that has done this. East Carolina did the same thing. They wanted to be known as East Carolina or ECU. They did not want anyone to call them Eastern Carolina, which I guess happens a lot.
What's up with the V with Fresno State?
So they're in a valley, and the V represents the valley the that valley. Fresno is in. Yep. And then, I mean, this I got to share, but Gator, I'm going to guess you weren't listening, but I thought this was really cool. The kid that...
You're correct. I wasn't listening.
Yeah.
I have in the past, though. It's not that I'm against listening to Doug call the game.
Oh, you'll like this one. Fresno State's special teams coach was John Baxter. John Baxter was a special teams coach for Michigan for 1 year. His year was 2015. Do you know what happened on Michigan special teams back in 2015?
Did they have trouble with the snap?
John Baxter spent 1 year at Michigan as the special teams coach. He was a special teams coach for Fresno. And then the coolest thing that I just, even Jason Avant was like, wow, I got to go look for him. Cam Lockridge, who had the interception, I did share this on the air, but I'm sure, like I said, everybody didn't. Cam Lockridge's uncle is Ken Griffey Jr.
Really?
And his grandfather, of course, is then Ken Griffey Sr. And they were there at the big house. Ken Griffey Jr. was watching him live for the first time.
Was he a Michigan fan anyway, Ken Griffey Jr.? Why did I do I think I heard that?
I never heard that, but he was at the game. And then, of course, as is always the case, the punter was from Australia, which right. John and I have done 30 games together now, and the punter's been from Australia over 20 times. This was the first football game he had ever played in, because he didn't play in high school, and his parents flew all the way. This part I didn't use on the air. His parents flew all the way. I want to get his hometown right. Where are the notes? I'm not seeing where.
If your day sounds like.
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo. The Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Where he was from, but it was someplace in Western Australia. Here we go, Mundijong. His parents had flown all the way from Mundijong, Western Australia, for the game.
Wow, that's a long flight, Doug.
There you go, useless information that I didn't get to use. Next week we will have a Texas edition.
Just seeing how he did punting wise. He got Clay Lawrence.
Yep.
42 yard average. Dude, 3 inside the 20.
You got to look up their backup punter if you have the Fresno State website up, because their backup punter is Nick Verdugo, and he has an awesome dirt stash. He looks like a Nick Verdugo, and his mustache fits. Do you see it?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that great?
I don't know if I'd call that great.
It is a stash.
I mean, you may want to profile that guy, is all I'm saying. May want to.
Yeah. There you go. That's the bucket. I am hoping there is one fact about Texas I don't get to use, but I think you will love it. You know, Michigan has a turnover buff, and a lot of schools do this with their turnovers.
Yeah, they had to break them out three times on the same drive.
Yeah, they did. You know what Texas is? They have a sword called Texcalibur.
That's funny.
And when they get a turnover,
they pull it off a stone or something?
They take the football and they spear it through the football. Now, here's the thing. The footballs belong to the other team. So I don't know if they're actually spearing the actual football, because like if you see a game, the offense gets to choose their own football, and it usually has their logo on it. It's their football that they are spearing.
Well,
so you might have to pay.
Don't turn it over.
That's why I'm hoping I don't get. You're not going to live up to.
I'm hoping
I don't have to use it this weekend, because that means that Michigan didn't turn the football over. But Texcalibur. Now there's some controversy because the people at Arizona say they stole the idea from them, and they're calling it stolen valor.
What, for Aztec caliber?
I mean Arizona. I don't know what they call it.
Arizona State.
Yeah. Arizona uses it.
Oh
yeah,
the Wildcat.
They have a similar caliber. One. Then they say they stole their idea. There it is. All right, useless information. Dan Campbell was on the morning show. Hear the best of what he had to say next here on 97.1 The Ticket.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.